Time now for StoryCorps. This might be the most optimistic week of the year. Technically, winter is over, spring is just getting underway, and so is the Major League Baseball season. At this point, every team has the potential to make it to the World Series. Sharing in all that hopefulness is 94-year-old Sister Vincent Cecere. Sister Vincent entered the convent in 1934. Since then, she's lived all over the country working as an elementary school teacher. And wherever she goes, she brings her love for the national pastime. At StoryCorps, Sister Vincent told a friend how she first got interested in the game.
I was in Brooklyn, New York, teaching the third grade. The boys would come in with their baseball cards, and I say to them, it's not time for baseball now, put them on my desk. And of course, while I give them work to do, I will look at the baseball cards. Then I went to New Orleans. I was a Dodger fan, and Sister Archangel was a Yankee fan. Teams would come to play exhibition games, and she and I would sneak in the Superdome. We never missed a game, and they called us the Nuns of Summer. When I came to Philadelphia from New Orleans, they took me to the Phillies, but I didn't like them. At the seventh inning, I have to stand up, but I didn't get up. I sat, because they're not my team. I had a little boy whose father was a Philly. One day, it was the Phillies and the Dodgers. So I asked this little boy to give his father the little notepad I had, go to the dugout for the Dodgers, and he gave me a few autographs. I thought I was going to heaven.
Is there anything that you remember that was one of your happiest days?
Every day was happy for me, especially when I met Tommy Lasorda. I learned baseball in Brooklyn, and to this very day, I am a Dodger fan.
That's 94-year-old Sister Vincent Cecere with her friend, Sister Catherine Gary, at StoryCorps in Dobbs Ferry, New York. Their conversation will be archived, like all StoryCorps interviews, at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. The podcast is at npr.org.